Tomorrow is May Day, and workers around the world and here in the United States are marking the Workers' Rights Day with rallies, protests, and marches. In Thailand, labor leaders are threatening a mass protest over the minimum wage. 50,000 people are expected to march in Moscow at a rally organized by the Communist Party, criticizing President-elect Dmitry Medvedev. Turkish trade unions are planning a rally at Istanbul's Taksim Square, an area where such gatherings have been banned for over 30 years. And 50,000 Cuban youth are expected to participate in a mass march through Havana's Revolution Square. In the past 3 years in the United States, May Day has been commemorated as a day in honor of immigrant workers within the context of ongoing anti-immigrant attacks and the national debate on immigration reform. This year, in the state of California, dock workers of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union have decided to stop work for 8 hours in all U.S. West Coast ports on May Day to call for an end to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Locally, the majority of immigrants' rights groups are organizing two major rallies that will join together in downtown Los Angeles. One of the marches originates in MacArthur Park, the site of last year's police crackdown on demonstrators and their families. Joining me in studio this morning are three organizers. Garrick Ruiz is a core volunteer with Garment Workers Center. Welcome to Uprising, Garrick.
Thanks for having us.
And also Shuming Cheer is a civil rights coordinator at the South Asian Network. Welcome, Shuming.
Good morning.
And with us is Taina Reyes. She is the director of the Santa Ana office with Hermandad Mexicana Latino America. Welcome to Uprising, Taina.
Good morning, Sonali. Welcome.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, let's talk about the way in which May Day in this country, which of course is an important day historically in the United States, it has its origins in the U.S., kind of had fallen by the wayside in terms of a day for workers, has now been resurrected, particularly around immigrant workers. Can you talk a little bit about why May Day is so important for immigrants and recognizing the work and the contribution of immigrants? Garrick?
Well, I think, as you said, one way that May Day has been known is International Workers' Day. And we at the Garment Workers Center feel it's really important to talk about that history, about how it came about in the U.S. as a day celebrating all workers. And immigrant workers are clearly a big part of that today, particularly in Los Angeles. And celebrating, you know, workers' rights, people's human rights to migrate, to immigrate where they need to, and really counteracting, like you said, a lot of this anti-immigrant hysteria that's recurred over and over again in the history of this country, but in particular we're seeing another upsurge in the last few years.
And it seems as though the presidential election has raised that demon again, if you will. Everyone wants a scapegoat, and immigrants are quite convenient because they're vulnerable. So on this May Day, it seems particularly significant that immigrants will be coming out in mass numbers. Shuming or Taina, would you like to comment on that?
Sure. I mean, I agree that currently with the presidential debate, it's really shifting the dialogue towards the right wing and really towards the anti-immigrant sentiment. And also wanted to point out, in terms of looking at the history of May Day, that it's important to remember the power of worker organizing and also the ways in which the state has tried to suppress worker organizing. For example, when May Day originated, many people were killed by the police. And this is, of course, very similar to what happened last year with the police brutality in MacArthur Park.
Not that people were killed, but of course they were extremely brutalized.
Right, exactly. And the ways in which when people try to organize, that the state does try to suppress that. And so for South Asian Network, we want one of our themes to be looking at state repression and basically fighting back against both immigration and police repression of our communities.
And state repression, of course, has come most dramatically in the form of the ICE raids, an issue that has really put fear into immigrant communities. And Taina, what are your thoughts on this sort of May Day as a day to celebrate immigrants?
Well, today's May Day is a continuity of the original May Day struggle of the 1880s led by immigrant workers of European national origin for the eight-hour day. And that was the main demand of the day back then. Immigrants were the worst compensated and the worst jobs and the least organized into unions. And they led the struggle for these changes, and similar circumstances apply today. We don't discount the advances that have been made in the labor movement, but also we recognize that immigrant workers compose a growing share of the workforce of many industries, and they're leading the struggle to improve conditions of work and wages in these industries and the fight for fair and humane immigration reform.
And before we move on with our conversation, let me announce the major events happening tomorrow within the Los Angeles area. There are going to be two separate marches that then converge together. The event organized by MeWan, which is the multi-immigrant
Multi-ethnic Immigrant Workers Organizing Network.
Thank you. That starts at MacArthur Park at 2 p.m. And then the March 25th Coalition has its march beginning at 2 p.m. at Olympic and Broadway. The two of them will unite at 5th and Broadway. And then in Orange County, there's going to be an event, rally and march at the Plaza de las Banderas at 10 Civic Center Plaza in Santana between Broadway and Flower from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The march is at 3:30 p.m. and people are being asked to wear white and bring banners. And we'll repeat that information later. So first, let's discuss last year's events that you brought up, Shuming, which was this incredible repression that nobody expected. Mayor Villaraigosa had to return from a tour that he was conducting abroad to deal with the uproar from the community over police brutality. Do you expect anything of that sort this year? And has last year's debacle been resolved in any way?
Well, we don't expect anything in terms of that level of police violence, but we are very troubled from the reports we've read where the LA Police Department has been stating that they plan to go into the protest and extract people who they perceive as quote-unquote troublemakers. And so we see that as being very divisive because we believe that everybody who's attending the protest is there to support workers' rights and immigrant rights, and that we shouldn't be singling out certain people who might look like a certain way or support any of these police efforts to really divide our communities.
I think it's really important to remember that May Day in the 1880s did start with a police attack on a peaceful rally, and that historically police have been used over and over again against workers. And over the last week, we've really seen the LAPD ramp up this kind of rhetoric of good protester versus bad protester that they've done over and over again in various protest situations. And it's really important, I think, for listeners to remember that we are all out there together to support immigrants' rights, to support workers' rights, and really build unity and build support for justice in the workplace.
How do they tell apart a good protester from a bad protester, whatever those labels mean?
I think often based on stereotypes of what they think a quote-unquote anarchist might look like. We've heard comments about people with bandanas are perceived to be dangerous or inciting violence. So I think a lot of that is very similar to the type of racial profiling that often leads to police violence in the first place.
So what is the significance also of the two major sort of coalitions in the Southern California area coming together? Last year, there were two separate events on the same day. This year, they're sort of separate, but then they're also together. What were the discussions that went around organizing it in this manner?
In Orange County, we've just basically decided to get all the organizations together and march together in one march. It's a small area, but that's the way we need to work in getting together and on all a common goal of immigration reform and, you know, stop any injustice that are going on in the workplace and come together as a common goal, and so we can therefore obtain some type of immigration reform.
Sure. So that's in Orange County, but what about the two marches here in Los Angeles? What's the significance of them coming together and having one march together? Does that signify a new sense of unity in the community?
Yes, well, that was the intention, to have these two marches happen on the same time and to meet up to show that the immigrant rights movement is becoming more unified, that our main goals, again, of legalization, of stopping the raids, of peace and dignity, are true for all the groups that are working on immigrant rights.
And where do you see this? I mean, May Day is one day where people will come out and they're celebrating immigrant workers' rights and making the demands that you just mentioned, Shuming. But what about the larger struggle? Let's talk a little bit about what are some of the main goals in this election year of your various organizations. Garrick, would you like to start?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that some of the earlier discussion made me think about is how May Day started with this demand for an 8-hour workday. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to, you know, I think a lot of listeners probably assume that people have an 8-hour workday today. And one of the things is that that's just not true. You know, I can say specifically in the garment industry, amongst immigrant workers, people do not have an 8-hour workday. They're working 10, 12 hours, much like they were in the 1880s. And so our way of combating that is really focusing on worker organizing, on workers building organization, on being able to stand up for their rights in the workplace. And that's really what we've been focused on for the last several years and will continue to be focused on.
So does that include unionizing efforts?
I mean,
or is that just, you know, at this point,
unfortunately,
even unrealistic?
Unfortunately, right now, there are no unions that are organizing garment workers. And so that's what the Garment Workers Center came about, as a worker center short of a union. Certainly, we see great importance in workers organizations, mm-hmm. and our, you know, in our education and talking through with workers, that's the kind of stuff they're talking about. But there are no unions right now, unfortunately.
And how have the ICE raids impacted garment workers, if at all? And also, what are, you know, some of the things that workers can do, as you know, to protect themselves and to feel secure?
I think the threat of ICE raids is, again, a way that to increase the kind of fear and terror amongst workers, and to keep them in line, basically. We've seen employers threaten to call ICE on workers. We've seen ICE used in various places against workers that are organizing, not necessarily in the garment industry in particular, but clearly they've been raiding all kinds of places. And so I think it's really a part of this general atmosphere of fear, to keep people in line and not stand up for their rights.
So what does the Garment Workers Center offer the workers specifically?
We have been doing a lot of education, training people in their rights, in particular to that people have the right not to answer questions from police or ICE agents. People have the right to remain silent, and that's really important if you're caught up in a raid. And then we educate people on their rights under California labor law, and which does not depend on your immigration status. California labor law is about workers. It's not about whether you're a resident, a citizen, or not a citizen.
Will garment workers be able to come out for the marches tomorrow at 2 p.m.?
Oh, there will definitely be a garment worker contingent, and we invite people to come down actually and join us at 1 p.m. At the Garment Workers Center at 1250 South Los Angeles Street, where we'll be gathering and then going up to join the march at Olympic and Broadway.
Taina Reyes, let's talk a little bit about the work of Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana. You're the director of the Santa Ana office, involved personally in the Orange County March, but your organization is also involved in the Los Angeles area events. What are the main goals in immigration issues that your organization is working on currently? What are your short-term versus long-term strategies?
The greatest emphasis in the work of Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana today is creating base organization amongst immigrant workers, which takes time and resources.
What do you mean by base organizations?
Like all of our organizations in our area, creating grassroots organizing efforts to educate our community. We are looking forward to higher voter participation this year and working on that for the June and November elections. And we're preparing ourselves for an all-out political and legislative fight for immigration reform in the year of 2009. Our work includes educating our community about their rights, how to fight for their rights, and how to confront state terror at all levels, raids, deportations, problems in the workplace. And we're preparing ourselves to organize our members in the workplace for the first time, not just in the community.
And Shuming Chir, let's talk about the South Asian Network. The South Asian community in Artesia is also organizing a 9:30 a.m. march, a separate forum, but in addition to the afternoon marches?
That's correct. So we'll be at the 2 p.m. afternoon march starting from MacArthur Park, but this is the first time that we'll be having a workers' march in Artesia, and we've been working with the workers there who've come to us with a lot of issues about lack of overtime pay, working more than 8 hours, lack of benefits also. So it was our idea to have a procession along Pioneer Boulevard in Artesia to really show that workers' rights do exist. They should be respected. And so we ask all allies to join us. We'll be meeting at 9:30 at the South Asian Network office, which is 18173 South Pioneer Boulevard in Artesia. And the march will start at 10 a.m.
So what are the long-term and short-term goals of South Asian Network and how it fits within the larger immigrant rights movement?
Well, in terms of short-term goals, we are living right now in currently in a very repressive moment where national security is sort of the dominant rhetoric, and that has been applied very negatively towards South Asian and Muslim communities. So some of our short-term goals are to fight back against these attacks by doing public education, by working with the community to really speak out and assert their rights. And in terms of our long-term goal, we are looking at abolishing the entire prison and deportation regime. I mean, that's, of course, very long-term. And in the meantime, we're looking at building community solutions so that we find ways to address the violence in our communities, to address the injustices without having to turn to the state and without having to rely on prisons.
I want to pose a question to all three of you. I mean, you three are representative of a small portion of the vast number of organizations working in various ways on immigrant rights in Southern California as a whole. How effective do you think the movements have been over the last 3 years, which have gained a lot of visibility? Is there a sense that maybe the groups are a little fractured or working separately, or is there a sense of unity that that is symbolized by tomorrow's march together, that groups are really coming together on a more unified agenda, having sort of one unified agenda and then their own separate local and short-term agendas? What are your thoughts on that sort of strategizing within the movement?
I could say here in from Hermandad Mexicana, we do see that different organizations are a little fractured, but we continue all to work together and to go out and reach out to different unions, churches, business, and continue to say what our goals are and how we can work together to obtain these goals.
Derek, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think, as you said, I think that this march tomorrow, or the marches tomorrow coming together, is symbolic of people coming together around, you know, a general framework of immigrants' rights. I mean, I think the different groups have different perspectives, certainly, but I think one thing is that we all have some core issues that we all believe in, that we all are working towards.
And can you mention some of those? I mean, Shuming mentioned a few, but what are sort of the main demands tomorrow?
I mean, I think, you know, certainly for us, the big thing is around immigrants' rights and workers' rights, and that
legislatively.
Like I said, our focus is not really legislative. Mm-hmm. Our focus is on worker organizing and building ties between workers, between immigrant workers in different sectors, in different workplaces around the city of Los Angeles, and really internationally, as symbolized by this day, International Workers' Day. And so that's really our focus, is building unity amongst the folks who this day represents, in order to build strategies to really, in the workplace, stand up and demand rights, demand more justice in the workplace.
Shuming Chu, your thoughts on and also your idea of what the goals are tomorrow for the groups coming together as a whole?
I think one of the goals is to show that the ICE raids have affected all of our communities in different ways, and that we want to have a unified response to oppose these raids. And one core value that I think all the organizations share is the value of human rights, to basically look at the fact that our communities deserve good jobs, deserve medical care, deserve safe, affordable housing. And these are things that we should all strive for, and that these are things that we all deserve. And not only for people here in the U.S., but also looking at our communities who are abroad and looking at how to make the lives of people abroad better so that they're not forced to migrate to the U.S.
Hmm. And let me also give all three of you an opportunity to give our listeners information about how they can get a hold of you if they want to get involved, if there are any other upcoming events, websites, phone numbers that you would like to give out, starting with you, Taina.
You can reach our office at 714-541-0250, and the toll-free number is 1-888-465-6005 or www.hermandadmexicana.org.
And we will put that on our website later today, Gary Cruz.
Again, come down and join the garment worker contingent at 1 p.m. tomorrow at 1250 South Los Angeles Street near PICO. The workers are asking people to wear white for our contingent. Our number, if you have any questions, is 213-748-5866. And our website is garmentworkercenter.org. No S on the end of worker.
And Chuming Cheer with South Asian Network.
So we invite everybody to join us at 9:30 at the South Asian Network office, and our phone number is 562-403-0488, and our website is southasiannetwork.org.
And let me try to repeat all of this information as I jotted down real fast. Again, for Hermandad Mexicana, their office number is 714-541-0250. Toll free is 1-888-465-6005. Their website is hermandadmexicana.org. Garment Worker Center is having a pre-march event at 1 p.m. in front of their office, 1250 South Los Angeles Street. They're asking you to wear white, and then they'll be joining in with a larger march at 2 p.m. Their website is garmentworkercenter.org, and the number is 213-748-5866. South Asian Network is having their morning march at 9:30 a.m. And where is that happening again? On Pioneer Boulevard?
Yes, it's going to be along Pioneer Boulevard, and people can meet at our office, which is 18173 South Pioneer Boulevard.
And that's 18173 South Pioneer Boulevard. Number is 562-403-0488. Website is southasiannetwork.org. And if you missed all of that, we'll put it on our website, uprisingradio.org, later today. Again, the main march in Los Angeles tomorrow will be two marches uniting at 5th and Broadway in downtown L.A. One march starts at 2 p.m. at MacArthur Park. Another starts at 2 p.m. at Olympic and Broadway.